Right, welcome to the meeting of the Scrutiny and Regeneration Development and Market Hall Committee on Thursday, 11th of July, 2024. Have we got any apologies, Daniel?
Thank you, Chair. We've received apologies from Councillor Afsar, Councillor Hadley and Councillor Locke.
Thank you. And do any of the council have any declarations of interest at all? No? Okay, no declarations of interest then. Have we got any urgent business to bring to the meeting? I'm not aware of any urgent business for consideration at this meeting. None? And I don't believe there's any questions received from members of the public. Yep. We have not received any questions either from members of the committee. The public minutes on the 27th of March 2024. I propose the approval of the public minutes from the previous meeting. Do I have a seconder? Mandy? Councillor Schweib? We will now go to the vote. All those in favour of the minutes? Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. We will now take nominations for the appointment of Vice Chair for the ensuing year. Have we have any nominations? Mandy, a nomination for Mandy. Have we got a seconder? I'll second that then. We will now go to the vote. All those for? Any against? Any abstentions? Two abstentions. So, to confirm that the vote is carried and Councillor Mandy Schweib will be the Vice Chair. Scrutiny review programme update. James can provide us with an update. Please, James.
Thanks, Chair. So, yeah, firstly, just wanted to provide an update as to where we were with the review into the operation of the Market Hall, which the committee had agreed to look into previously. And that review is now progressing. I think we'd agreed last time to undertake the review as a collective, and what we did was put a date in the diary to discuss the scope of the work that we want to do, to what we want to get from the review. So we've held that meeting. We subsequently then requested additional input from members who weren't able to attend the meeting by email. So I should say as well, in parallel with that, we've put in place some officer support to help the members with their research in relation to this review. So you might know Tracy Parr, who's based at the Brew House. She will be helping do the research for this particular review. That's in addition to myself and my colleague Declan Hughes, who will also be supporting this committee more generally speaking, having recently joined the council. So obviously a warm welcome to Declan. But Tracy has compiled an up-to-date version of the scoping paper, which has been circulated by email for members to approve. So of course, if you haven't responded already, please do get in contact with Tracy as soon as you can. So that will enable us then to really get that research underway for the committee to be able to finalise their report in due course as soon as we can. And then secondly, as we discussed at the previous meetings, it's also potentially useful to have, you know, a programme, if you like, of other things that we want to look at over the course of the year ahead. And that could be another in-depth review, similar to what we're talking about with the markets. That would be something we could then pick up after the completion of that Market Hall review. Or it could be something that's maybe a little bit less complex as well. Maybe something that we could deal with within a single meeting, for example. A presentation from the relevant person on a particular topic or particular issue, they could then be dealt with in parallel to that more in-depth ongoing review that we've got in place. So just a couple of thoughts that we could maybe think about there. So obviously if there are any other ideas for potential reviews, we're happy to take note of those. But we'll now be able to build some momentum with that review that we've got in place. But happy to take in any thoughts through you, Chair, as to other things that we might want to do as part of a wider programme.
Right, thank you. Are there any questions for James? No? Okay, thank you. If you've got any questions or any thoughts about what you'd like to scrutinise in the future, then we can email you and, yeah, okay.
Yeah, if it's helpful, Chair, what I can do is sort of circulate an email outside of the meeting as a bit of a reminder, if you like.
Yeah.
To sort of kickstart the grey matters to what we might want to think about, and then do respond to that. Because as I say, if it's useful to have somebody come to talk to the committee at a future meeting or the next meeting, which is October time, I think.
Yeah.
We can try and look at that between now and the next meeting to keep things moving along.
That's great. Thank you. Item 9, now I invite James to provide a performance report of the corporate plan for quarter 4.
Thanks again, Chair. So this is the end of year performance report. So we're looking at the Council's progress towards achieving its corporate plan priorities for the last financial year in the normal way, along with the latest updates, I should say, on the leisure contract and the Townsform programme as well. But focusing initially on the corporate plan, each target has been graded using that usual traffic light style system of ratings, using the normal year-end definitions, which help us rank each individual indicator accordingly, dependent on the progress of that particular indicator up to the end of March of this year. But if we look at the 130 live targets, this equates to the council being at 93.85% green overall. It's just 1.54% amber and just 4.62% red. So as you can see, the numbers suggest that, generally speaking, the council's corporate performance continues to be very positive. There's a bit of further breakdown on those high-level figures in the tables you can see on pages 6 and 7 of the report as well, just to provide a bit of further analysis, including how those percentages break down across the individual corporate priorities as well as the cabinet portfolio areas as well. The small number of red and amber targets that I've mentioned, you can see those in the tables that are contained on pages 8 through to 11 of the main report. They just provide a little bit of narrative and extra context around the situation with each of those indicators. It's also worth saying as well that Appendix 1, which is attached to the report, that's got comprehensive data on all the indicators across the corporate plan. But as I said a moment ago, overall the numbers suggest that the council's in a good position. The report also does provide, as I say, performance of the leisure operating contract we have with Everyone Active. That's detailed in Section 6 of the report, but again, very positive overall, not much to flag on that one. And also we have the performance of the Towns Fund programme as well, and that's detailed in Section 7. That provides details on the programme projects that we have relating to the Towns funding, but again, a positive picture in terms of those projects. So that's a summary of the report as a whole. I think across the three strands that the report is looking at, generally speaking, it's a positive position. But happy to take any questions away from that report.
Any questions for James? No? Okay, no questions. Please note that Appendix 2 and 3 will be considered in the private part of the meeting. So if councillors have any points to discuss on these sections, please raise them in the private part of the meeting on item 12. Thank you, James. Public executive decisions, I don't think there's any questions on any of those. Councillor Clark.
I just have one, not necessarily a question, more of a consideration piece of chair.
Yeah.
There are a lot of the Royal Enhancement Programme and shared prosperity from what's going through in the CDR pack. I think it'd be good to potentially get an update to this committee on how the outcomes and delivery of those could be monitored and then reported back.
Yeah.
I assume to the web panel, but also the applicants for this scrutiny. I mean, partly as well, because I know not all of them, having read through them, aren't necessarily kind of one of capital programmes.
Yeah.
Some of them for projects, which, depending on the outcome, may or may not be something that the council or this committee might wish to recommend to kind of continue going.
Yeah. Yeah, there was quite a lot of those, weren't there? So, yeah, that would be good to get some feedback from them and see how that, they go. Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Anything else, anybody? Yeah, James.
Sorry, just on that point then, just to clarify what we want to do with that one. So we can either obviously take that question away and get some feedback, you know, in writing outside of the meeting between now and the next meeting. But going back to the point a moment ago in terms of the scrutiny programme, is that something that we maybe wanted to, you know, have at the next committee meeting as a potential conversation or a presentation on that or whatever, you know, just a thought as to how we want to as a committee to answer those questions that Councillor Clark has raised.
I think that would be good. Is everybody in agreement for that? For I think it's Rob, is it, a Councillor Hawkins, to come and give a presentation about that?
Yeah.
Has everybody agreed with that? Yeah, we like that then. Yeah. Thank you. And that's it then. So the date of the next meeting will be the 14th of October 2024. So now we're going to the private part of the meeting. So is this where I propose? So do we turn the thing off now?
Yeah, if you read
where was that bit? Can't find it. It's on that page. Thank you. We have three items to consider in private, so I will now move that in accordance with Section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted, or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act indicated in brackets before each item number of the agenda. Do I have a seconder to go privately? Mandy's right. Oh, Mandy's right. We will now go to the vote. Is everybody in agreement to go to the private? Okay, yeah. That's carried then. I will wait for the members of the public to leave.